Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. I'm here with a guy who's just revolutionized the Patterson Center out of the Berkshire Community College. It's a gymnasium's gymnasium. I mean, I have to tell you, there's activities going on there for, and I have to say this because I'm old, every age group, really and truly. And now with the new turf field and all, I mean, let me introduce you. Darryl Shrave. Man, what a great job you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. It's a pleasure to be on and talk a little bit about. I mean, it's always fun to talk about BCC and all the different things we have going on.
Yeah.
So we're really appreciative of this week of time that you dedicate to the college and all the things that are going on here.
Been doing it for several years now. Trying to get it before every semester. Little kerfuffle, my fault. This year I lost the week somewhere, but when you get to be my age, I lose the car. No.
Well, every time the calendar flips to August, I'm always like, we could use one more week to get prepared for all the things we've got going on.
I look at the board behind you. I'll tell you, I applaud. Darryl, I can't tell you how happy I am for you and the entire Patterson Center and the surrounding area. It's grown so much and it's developed so much.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. You know, our facility was closed for 3 whole years after COVID, and then there were some construction projects. So we've been open for now. We have 2 full years of data to look back on, and our numbers, we were up 35% from 2024 to 2025, and we just continue to see growth. And I think it's just the word is getting out in the community through word of mouth and positive experiences about the spaces and the programs that we have.
Yeah. And I'll tell you too, the whole the car when I go out there, which is really infrequent, but I never go there that the parking lot isn't packed.
Yeah, well, we've got a ton of programs from youth, where we've got youth soccer groups and football groups running the field and being out on the turf field to,
yeah, great.
I mean, we have balance and mobility classes for 65 plus seniors that start in the first week of September, and kind of everything in between. So if you can think of a population, we probably have a program for it here.
And the other thing I've always found, not in all gyms, but in your, it's always spotless. Your gym and your equipment is always spotless.
Yeah, well, we've got a great fitness center coordinator, Michael Carnevale, who he walks through that space other than the last week because he's been off getting married. But every other week, he's walking through that space, making sure everything's good and taking notes. And he really, like, makes good connections with everybody that comes in, works out here. So he listens to that feedback that we get to try to make the experience as good as possible for all of our members.
And don't you, and again, we'll get to the fees and that kind of stuff in a little while. But what are your hours of operation?
So Monday through Friday, we're open 5:30 in the morning and we go until 9 p.m. in the evening. So if you're an early bird, or, you know, if you're up a little bit later and need that after dinner workout, whatever it is, we're open for you. And then on the weekends, it's just a little bit shorter, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends.
But I wanted to get the 5:30 out.
Yeah.
I mean, really, for the enthusiastic people who want to exercise before work, BCC is open. And you've got everything, right? I mean, you've got treadmills and you've got all the gym stuff that any other gym in the country would have.
Yeah, we got a friendly staff that's there every morning, and you know, most of that 5:30 a.m. crew is a regular group. So you sort of like get to know the people that come in. People are in their routines. You don't happen to wander in at 5:30. It's sort of a lifestyle when you're coming in at that time.
Yeah, it's like in the military, you know, they get you up at 4 o'clock to get down to get your uniforms or whatever at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. So you're what's going on, dude?
Yeah. I'm usually a couple hours after 5:30, but I know we've got a great regular group that's coming in at that time, and yeah, I think that more people could take advantage of it for sure.
Yeah, and What are the fees?
So if you're a community member without, any special categories, the most expensive it can be to have a membership here is $25 a month. So if you're a senior, if you're a student in another school that's not BCC, if you're an alumni, there's some discounts there, but the most expensive it can be is $25 a month. And then if you sign up for 3 months, 6 months, a year, there's some discounts that you could get for signing up for longer periods. So
You can't beat it. I mean, you absolutely cannot beat it. And that entitles you to use the gym. Are programs additional fees, or you just
Programs are included in that cost, so there's nothing additional that you need to pay. So that includes during the semester, and even over the summer, we're taking like a 2 week break right before the school starts, but we have Pilates classes twice a week, we have yoga classes twice a week. And we're always adding new programs. We have an intro to strength and conditioning. So if you're a person that's not sure what to do in the gym and you're just kind of like, how do all
Oh, that's
these
really
machines
cool.
work? We have a class for that. And then later in the semester, we have like a big strength building class. So if you're someone who does like to lift a lot and wants to be in a class with other people who like to lift a lot, we have a class for that as well. So lots of different programs going on, and they're all included in your membership cost.
And again, just looking at it, think of that, $25. You get all the equipment. You can go to program with no additional costs. And I belong to other gyms, and it's not $25 a month. I can tell you that. So, how did you get into this business?
Oh, well, Bill, I've just always been a sports fan my whole life. But I never, I wasn't going to be a professional athlete. And when I was in college, I started working in a gym similar to this. And I realized that my supervisor's like, oh, this is their career, and they really get to work with other students. And the unique thing about a building like Patterson is, I think all of our classes at BCC are great, but sometimes you have a prerequisite class where maybe you don't want to take that math class, or maybe you don't want to take that history class, but you have to, so you go. Everyone that comes into my facility is a person that's choosing to be here, and they want to be here for one reason or another. And we get to make those connections to make them feel a little bit more connected to campus. And so once I had that personal experience when I was a student, an undergrad student back in the day, it became important and special to me to have that connection with other students. And sometimes it is those extracurricular activities that is why a student stays and winds up getting their degree instead of, dropping out or moving on to something else. And so that's become a passion of mine. And we're also in a field where fun people are attracted to like working in places like this. So it's usually a pretty fun environment to be in.
Building off of that, sports and in high school, in grammar school or middle school, whatever, whenever there's been budget issues, the first thing to go was band. But what I'm saying is, if you build this interest in physical fitness, and I guess, and I'll get in trouble, not you. I guess now, I grew up in President Kennedy's physical fitness. My wife walked from Pittsfield to either Adams or North Adams as a challenge. I don't think it's wrong to have that and then have it continue down when you go to college. If you go to BCC, you're walking into a phenomenal gym,
Yeah, and like we said, we want to be welcoming. I think you're right. People have to take their own responsibilities now. It's not really forced on you as much as it used to be to do those fitness aspects. And so, and we want to be welcoming to the new folks that are coming in. So whether it's the intro to strength class, or a couple of times a year, we run a couch to 5K program for people who are just like Hey, I'm never getting off the couch. I haven't been off the couch in years, or I've never been a runner before. And try to work them up and build them up to the point where they can
That's
where they
cool.
can get through that 3.1 miles all in one go. So.
Yeah, and I know you guys started that, and I'm glad you brought that up, because to me, and I've known people who've got involved in it, and it worked, and you know, they maybe don't run every day, but boy, they haven't put the weight back on. They're out walking. I mean, I'm at this stage now for a lot of reasons that I walk, but I try to walk between 5 and 7,000 steps a day.
Wow, great.
For an old fat bald guy, it is, you know, I mean.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll say, and you never know where it can lead. When we started that first couch to 5K, I ran a little bit, but I just wanted to make sure like we could properly instruct it, and I
Yeah.
think that we take great care in everything that we do. And now, personally, I'm up to running a marathon, and I never imagined I would be there, but it started because I was researching how to best lead a Couch to 5K program, and now here we are
Yeah.
running 26 miles. So,
Wow.
yeah.
Wow. Well, I was with the 101st Airborne Division. We didn't walk anywhere.
You're
So,
right.
yeah, I'm runned out for this life.
Yeah.
But people who want to say civilians, non-students, non-BCC people, how would they come out and get involved, sign up or whatever, or just tour the place?
Yeah. So the first time you come in, if you just want to check it out, if you're not sure what type of gym we are and what equipment we have, the first time you come in, you can just get a free tour, a free walkthrough, and if you sign our waiver, you can even work out for a day free of charge the first time you come in, just to see if it's right for you. If you already know, hey, I've been to Patterson in the past, or I'm just ready to make the commitment. Again, our hours are 5:30 in the morning till 9 at night, during the week, and 8 to 5 on the weekend. So if you just walk in the front door, you'll have a lovely
Wow.
BCC staff member there to greet you and show you the ropes and get you signed up.
And to me, again, when you take the tour of BCC, because I'm encouraging everybody to go out, see the one-stop shopping, to talk to people. Don't forget to go down and tour the Patterson Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
And it won't make any difference if you go to BCC or you don't go to BCC. If you think this is a gym for you, you can join for $25 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and if you wander in, starting really right now, because our team's practicing almost every afternoon, we'll have a volleyball team. We're starting
Oh, wow.
NJCAA athletics for the first time since 1995. We're going to be competing against the other community colleges in the state of Massachusetts. And so our first game in 30 years at the NJCAA level is September 11th, and
Wow, I saw that. Yeah.
BCC volleyball will be playing Massasoit, and the women on that team have been working really hard and are really excited to take the court in a real game.
Well, and you know it to me, BCC has become much bigger than it is. And so I just interviewed the president, and Adam Klepetar. And like I was saying, there's a lot of people like me and older who have l gone to BCC, graduated, had careers, and are now retired. And we have to publicize, we, the graduates, the alum, have to publicize how great a school it is. I mean, I had a career that brought me around the world.
I mean, I feel like, all the alums that I talked to, it was like this was always a good place to start. And I
Yeah.
think it's because all the staff, whether it's from Patterson to the one stop to the classrooms, everybody that works here, there's a lot of different differences. You have a lot of different types of people, but every single one of them really wants to see the students take their next step and get where they want to go.
We just said that BCC, and I've said it for years, There's some places that are what's this? Stop recording. Oh no. Oh no. Sorry, I got a little scared there. I saw a sign come up, stop recording. No, it's but BCC has always been student centered. And I had a and I told this in other interviews. We had a professor who came from a big prestigious university and said that people at the university were more concerned about the professors than they were about the students. And BCC, while they have research and they have brilliant professors and they're continuing their educations and stuff too, their focus is the student.
Well, and now that it's, community college is free if you don't have a degree, it's, a really, really, it's a hard deal to turn down, in my opinion.
If you don't take advantage of the free college, if you're entitled to it, shame on you. And the other piece, and I forgot to ask Adam this, the other piece is you don't have to do it in 2 years.
That's
That
right.
free college is, if it takes you 4 years, it takes you 4 years. And I mean, that's just the way it is. A lot of people are playing catch up with their, they've been out of high school for 20 years. You just don't walk back in the classroom.
That's right. And I mean, and so many of our students have other things going on. They have jobs and families and people to take care of, and so it's not always practical to buzz through all the classes in a short amount of time. But if it's something that you're interested in or passionate about, I don't think that there's ever been a better time than now to go after it.
Yeah, and I see so many people now too, Daryl, and we're talking, COVID taught us, and I repeat, this is a repeat for everybody watching. COVID taught us that a lot of people had jobs, not careers. So what I tell people, if you want a career, go to BCC. Because that will start you on a career, whether you want a 2-year associate degree where you graduate and you go right to work, or a 2-year and you go to work and you want to continue on for however high you want to go.
Yeah, I think it's just, a good place to, figure out that career too, right? You're going to learn a lot about yourself, even if you're not exactly sure what you want to get into. But now's the opportunity to go and try it. So, yeah, we're very fortunate. And at Patterson, a lot of those students, they wind up venturing down to us, and so I get to hear about all these stories, and it's so interesting, all the different types of people from our community that come here to BCC. There's not a BCC type of student. When I think of some other colleges, that you think of a certain type of person that goes to X college. At BCC, it's really a segment of every different part of our community, which is really special.
It BCC has so enhanced our community. When you think of BCC nursing, how many nurses at BCC? A BMC now are BCC graduates. The police department, the fire department, the school department. So many people got their start at BCC.
Yes, we're definitely a part of the community, even though we're tucked away at the end of West Street. We got this beautiful campus, but you're right, Bill. You can't just stumble upon us. You kind of have to make
Yeah,
your
you
way
gotta
out
look.
here. But I think that you'll be very happy when you do make your way out this way.
And you'll be welcomed,
Yes,
and you'll be
100%.
well. You won't be an intrusion.
I think it's anywhere you go on campus, which is the
Oh, I
special
believe
part
so.
about BCC. So you can wander into any building. If you see a BCC staff member there, they're going to make you feel like you should be there. And that's the same with Patterson. That's our goal, is to be an extension of that and make sure, whether you're a community member, a student, a new student, a returner, that this is a special place for you.
And the one thing, and I use this with everybody I interview, Daryl, BCC lives its middle name, community. I don't care. I graduated probably before you were born, and most of the people watching this program. But when I walk on that campus, I still feel I belong. Now I get lost now because there's been so many changes. I thought Saturday they were going to have to send security out to find me. But no, I made it out okay.
Well,
But
what did you check out on Saturday when you were here?
the whole place, and I would have gone down to Patterson. It's just I had another commitment, and I, to be
There was
honest,
so much to do. There, I don't
that
know
was
too many
it.
people that got to everything. There was a
Oh,
lot going
I
on
didn't get
all
to every,
over.
trust me, I didn't get to everything. But I saw how, like the study area. I can't even remember the building now where they have those. They're beautiful little like study areas in it now.
Oh yeah, both Hawthorne and Melville, both of our academic class buildings are gorgeous with, the classrooms are super nice, but also yeah, all those
Oh.
little amenities for the students all over the place.
All they've added on for the students and elevators. You know, I mean, I found those because I'm a little bit handicapped now. They're everywhere and they're accessible. And they bring you to where you need to be.
Saturday that community fest was a very special event. We were, I think most of the campus is feeling super proud
They
of
should be.
everything we did. So
As soon as I got home, I wrote a letter to Jonah Sykes and to President Kennedy and Adam, and saying it was magnificent. That it really was. And the other thing I think came through was the caring and the engaging of the people who work at BCC. I watch people that they, some of the folks didn't know from Adam, but engage them. And then they say, well, I graduated from here in, 1986, and the, but that is BCC, and I love doing this. I've been doing it now for several years. I had a kerfuffle and lost a week in August, but I so enjoyed doing it because BCC has been so much to me. I mean, I have had a career. Written books and made films. I would have never done that without BCC. That was my
Well,
first step.
did you get one of these cool foam fingers when you came to
No,
campus on Saturday?
because I had a cane and I had my oxygen. I should have gotten one. No, I have. Oh, it's upstairs in the car. I have my BCC alumni hat, though.
Well, what do you think of the new Falcon?
I love it. I love it.
Our marketing team did a great job designing that, and that was one of my favorite parts of the weekend was our volleyball team. We got to see them in their uniforms for the first time,
Oh, wow.
and so we're excited to really be promoting both volleyball and baseball. And the first volleyball game, September 11th, you'll get another chance to get one of these. We'll be handing them out for free for anybody that shows up for the game.
Have Jonah email me that, and I'll start announcing it, and I'll put it on my
Yeah,
Facebook
absolutely.
page.
That would be terrific.
Yeah, and
So
I'd like to go. I used to play volleyball years ago, and not, pick up stuff, not anything organized. But I have to ask you, because you're into this so much, what do you think of pickleball?
Pickleball. I mean, it's just
Boom.
I mean, it's so big. If you come to Patterson in the winter, we have 3 mornings a week and 1 afternoon a week and twice on the weekends where we have pickleball hours. So you can come into the gym and play some pickleball if that's what you're into. I've played a couple of times. I can see why it's so addictive. It is pretty easy to pick up the general way to play, and it's fun, and you have your super serious people. There's a lot of the pickleballers we have here. I wouldn't be able to get anywhere as close to competing with them, but I think everybody that comes in has a great time playing it. So if it's something that gets you active, I'm always in support of it.
Again, it's a phenomenon. I mean, I just bumped into a good friend of mine, went to high junior, North Junior High together. He's a pickleball advocate. I mean, he plays two, three times a week.
Well, shoot, at Community Fest, we did a little pickleball tournament down here as part of the day, and I think every team brought their own paddles. That's how serious it is. Like, we
Oh,
have
boy. Yeah.
equipment to check out, but everybody comes with their own stuff.
Well, BCC is welcoming. It wants to bring you in. It wants you to be a student. It wants you to use the gym. And I have not yet walked on it, but I promise I will if I can. I mean, allowed. The AstroTurf.
Yeah, the turf field is, it's going to be, we have so much soccer. I mean, probably our next major event is the kickoff classic where all these youth soccer teams from all
Yeah.
over the county and even, further into the state of Massachusetts come out here. We probably have about 1,200 visitors that weekend. So the turf field is used. You're going to see PHS and Taconic football and soccer playing there this fall. So we're very, very busy out there, and we're very blessed to have that space.
And the forethought, the vision, excuse me, that went into doing it. That's another thing BCC is known for. Vision, new programs, the STEM stuff you guys are doing. I mean, there's it.
Yeah, I think that you can't really go a year or two without some new initiative happening somewhere on campus. So I think our leadership does a wonderful job of making sure that we're continuing to try to engage and be responsive to the needs of the
Yeah.
community. So we're fortunate to have leadership that doesn't just sit back. And I mean, I think BCC could easily sit back and say, we do what we do well, and that's all we're going to
Yeah,
do.
exactly. But they're not. They're
But we don't.
constantly re-blooming, reimagining themselves, addressing employment needs of the community. What is it, the cannabis courses and things like that.
And our workforce development program is really coming a long
Unbelievable.
way. So I'm sure you'll be speaking with Linda Claremont at some point about all the wonderful workforce programs that they're developing. But yeah, every arm of the college, I think,
Yeah.
really is pushing things ahead as best they can to be as progressive as possible to, again, serve the needs of the community.
And the one thing AI will never replace, walking. Get off the couch and walk. You know, I have a variety of ailments from Agent Orange, but the doctor told me about 10 years ago now, yeah, you got a X, Y, and Z, but don't sit on the couch and feel sorry for yourself. Get up and walk. And that's why I walk.
And I would say, like, it's get out, get it, enjoy the wonderful Berkshire weather. And when the Berkshire weather doesn't cooperate, come down to the field house and walk around the basketball court or hop on the treadmill for a little bit.
Daryl, thank you for taking the time. I don't want you to take this as a threat, but someday I'm going to come out there and see you. I promise not to touch anything.
We would love to have you down here, Bill, and I really appreciate you having us on and just being so gracious to BCC.
Well, I owe BCC my career. Folks, we got to run. God bless. Daryl, be well, my friend. And I
Bye,
will
Bill.
see you. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Living Recovery is a peer recovery support center located in downtown Pittsfield. We welcome all who have struggled with addiction or those affected by another's addiction.
What have you learned while being involved at Living in Recovery?
I can own my own recovery path.
What has been your experience at Living in Recovery?
It's a family.
What keeps you coming back to Living in Recovery?
The live events.
For more information on Living in Recovery, visit our website, livingrecoverypittsfield.org, or phone us at 413-570-8243.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. As you know, this is BCC Week. And one of my favorite BCC people, and her name is Celia Norcross. And today we have someone special with us, too. Megan Dauntily.
He's got the accent down, doesn't he?
I grew up with it. We're here, and I've known Celia for a very long time, and she truly is one of my favorites. She's the dean of students.
I am.
It's a huge job, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the changes as she's been there a while. What you see, and one of the things I've been picking up through these interviews is, and I hate the term, let me just say that, but your non-traditional student base is really strong.
Yeah, we've got a lot of students that, and it's funny you say that you don't like the term. It's actually a term that's grown a little wider than it even used to be with non-traditional, right? It's not even just age anymore. We know that lots of families are coming to us with different backgrounds and different lifestyles and different financial needs. So, you know, your 18-year-olds that are going into college have just blown up into another existence that's really, really, really fascinating to all of us here.
Yeah.
And it really makes BCC special.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Now, Megan, once again, tell the folks what your position is there.
Sure. I am the Essential Needs Coordinator and Community Outreach Counselor. Cool. So I work with students who have really non-academic issues, predominantly revolving around food insecurity. I manage our campus cupboard, our food pantry on campus, as well as housing, transportation, childcare, healthcare, really anything that could prevent a student from being able to successfully complete their program. And just like Celia said, with regards to our students who are predominantly non-traditional, especially those of whom I'm working with, just the cream of the crop, beautiful, beautiful students, beautiful families. We get a lot of kiddos visiting us throughout the day, and it's just so, so fun and such a blessing.
And for the viewers and the listeners, you have to understand BCC, and I know I've said this a lot of times, but I'm going to say it again. BCC lives up every day to their middle name, community.
That's right. That's right.
Every single day. And here's what you're hearing. You'll hear so much from Tiffany and all that they do in workforce development dovetails with this lady. They want every student to be successful.
That's right. That's right. And we've got a place for every student, Bill. And you and I have talked through the years about that variety of people who are looking for something new or wanting to finish something up, or maybe this is the first thing right out of high school that they're doing. Our students are coming to us a variety of ages, and our workforce development team, as well as our advising team, getting students into matriculated majors, are all working really, really hard to do that, to help students accomplish their goals, whatever that is. You've been such a fan in promoting that educational, that lifelong learning, right?
A very good friend of mine who's a year or two older than me, and no, it's not Methuselah before you ask, or Plato. He decided he wanted to go back for two, one to learn Spanish, which he did, and then went to Spain. And now he's toying with the idea of going back to take more advanced math.
Perfect. See?
Now, I will tell you, you'll be as fascinated. I don't care if you've ever been to college or not. If you have something you want to take, a history course, a chemistry, whatever, you go to Berkshire Community College and you'll be treated as a student. You will see what I mean by community. Because if you're willing to put in the effort and the work, they're willing to give you anything you need to make you successful.
Yep, that's right. And again, it comes in a variety of things. You know, we actually talked to a bunch of students even just this week, right? Megan and I. Megan has been working with them around getting some housing kind of situated, right? Getting
Oh,
some food
cool.
on the table. We have a wonderful
Thank you.
project. We have a wonderful partnership with the Diaper Project right here
Oh,
in
good.
Berkshire County. So we've got diapers for those that are new parents.
Oh.
And again, they're just coming into college all the same, right? They're all excited. They're worried. They're trying to figure out all the pieces. They're getting their classes in a line. They're getting everything they need kind of set up. And you're right. We do that individually for students here, you know, and some of the things might sound the same to our outside community, right? But it's so individualized. We take the time to figure out what it is each student needs. And our advisors are doing that for the classroom. Every classroom experience is very different for students. They're all
Sure.
looking for very different things, and their goals are different, but they're study skills are different. So it's been really fascinating week as we're opening up, you know, school on September 2nd.
I can't even imagine. I was out there Saturday for the
Yeah, Community
celebration.
Fest.
I got
Yeah,
lost.
yeah. Come on, you were given tours last year. You got lost
Yeah,
this
but
year,
the
huh?
daughters no, of I mean I there's so many positive, beautiful changes. And, you know, and the campus is alive. You know, everybody was happy to be there, the staff and all, and the alum. I bumped into a couple of guys, and they said, "Oh man, if we could only go back and do it again, you know." And I said, "We can. They got classes for old people here. They call it."
You're the next young generation. What are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, it was really great. Community Fest was really great. Like you said, there were so many people on campus. It was so nice to see alumni. It
Wonderful.
was great to see some familiar faces. We had lots of families come out with their kids. What a better place to bring your little guys to kind of showcase what mom and dad are doing on a campus or what's right in their backyard, you know? And we actually talked to a couple of students that had brought their kids, and their comments were like, "Mom and dad, you have a fun campus," or, you know, "Grandma, this looks really great." So everyone had a really good time.
And I think too, and you've been doing this, Celia, for a while. What's changed between when I went there before you were born and then and now? What do you see as a experienced educator in secondary or college education?
Yeah, I'll give a couple examples, and I know Megan probably has some too. So, what I would say is the first is that we're in a world where education is looked at maybe even in a scrutinized kind of way, right? We've got a lot of wondering, like, what's it worth? Is it really a good return, right, on investment? And that's why the community college is the best place to start, right? We are low cost. We're high, quality, and we also give individualized attention, right? So any of the state institutions and other colleges are great too, but sometimes you just need a place to start and figure it out. And you only have so much money in your pocket, right? So as you're working and thinking about raising a family, we're seeing a lot more of those generationals come back. They can't go and live on a campus, right? They can't go and do that what we call traditional experience. So I think we're seeing a lot of people value education in very different ways, and they're also wanting those skills. You and I talk about it all the time. They want to enhance some skill that they're doing and that our workforce development team is promoting, or they started a degree and they have time now to go back, right? These moms and parents that had children and were taking care of others now have time to come back and finish what they started and finish and focus really on themselves. So that's a big change that we've seen. And just the amount of need. And I don't know, it's hard to tell back in the olden days, as you say, if the need was different. But the good news is the stigma around need is different. People aren't afraid to ask for help. People come out looking for resources and they're willing to give resources. The amount of donations that come into the college, just the wealth that of kindness that Megan sees or that we see with students helping students. It's amazing to see the community kind of supporting each other in that way. Megan, your thoughts too.
Yeah, and I would say with regards to even just the levels of supports that exist, I have quite a few of my students who are a little bit older who are like, oh my gosh, I didn't know something like this existed, where you have an essential needs department, where you have a food pantry on campus, you have these community partners with Upside 413, Hearthway, all of these folks who are coming together to support one individual and really networking to be able to do each, their own part to come collectively as a whole to be able to support them more holistically. So I think students are really, really receptive to that. And that's why it's been such a joy, because these students are so motivated, willing to put in the work. It's just a matter of kind of guiding them in their hardships, helping them to understand, again, different resources, different avenues. But I'm just so grateful that the state is really recognizing that this is a high need. And through education, obviously, we break systems of poverty. We help folks and their families to be able to sustain their lifestyles and be well and not have to be worrying about their next paycheck or worrying about where they're going to spend the night. So it's really, really powerful.
And we're meeting students where they're at with the academics too, right? So you see their faculty really working hard to, if students need some extra support or if they're the top A student, they're able to navigate that. And the tools are different. Remember, you and I are sitting on these little classroom desks with little chairs and writing down in these things called paper and notebooks, right, with a pen. And now there's so many digital tools. We've got two systems here, Genio and Kurzweil, that help students academically take notes. It translates it for them in another language. That the tools nowadays are just amazing that help academically too.
And I can remember when I was there, we rode our horses out and we tied them up. But I want to reemphasize, and I know I've done this through the week, but BCC gave me the education that allowed me to have a career that let me travel the world and
For
meet
sure.
fascinating people, starting with Nelson Mandela
Wow.
and others. And I was a kid from the north end of Pittsfield. I went to North Junior High School. I went to PHS, had a great time. Then they told me, "You're supposed to be studying." Really? That changed. So the Army gave me an opportunity to tour, hike, and camp in Southeast Asia. And when I came home, I was committed, not so much for myself, but for those who did not come home, to make something of myself. Now, I've been very successful, but also, we learned a big lesson through COVID.
Sure did.
We learned a big lesson, and lessons, plural. First lesson we learned was when COVID hit, everybody shut down but BCC. They improvise in the military, it's an old military saying. improvise and overcome. And that's exactly what you guys did.
Yeah, we had to. We're the lifeline for a lot of people, right?
Yes.
We couldn't stop operations education and, more importantly, the connection. You know, this was a connection to someone's lifeline
Yeah.
that they needed to continue, right? And it wasn't just about what was happening in a classroom or what was happening in the cafeteria. This is the outlet that people depend on, right? For their future. They knew that eventually the COVID components would end and they would be left with nothing if they didn't continue. And we knew that. So we too did the same thing. And honestly, for us, it was a way to also keep going, you know, for us to keep our doors open, keep our people employed, keep things
Yeah.
kind of operational was a way for us to give back in the community to our people as well. And keeping structures in place, keeping hope alive that things were going to get better and not worse. We were doing that for us, but and the community as well.
And the other thing I think the world learned, our nation in particular, that we have to bring a lot of things back here so that we are guaranteed we'll have them, like medicines and lumber and whatever. But what else we learned, which I thought, and I say this all the time, we learned that this was a job, but this guy had a career.
Yeah, you say that
Jobs
really well on the phone.
disappeared. The careers may have taken a hiccup, but they came right back. So I'm saying to you, whatever your age may be, whatever your, go and talk to the people at BCC. You know, live your dreams. Don't go to the cemetery and have them etch on your stone, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Because, and the degree that you get, you'll have to earn. It's not.
That's right.
They
That's
get
right.
mad at me for saying this. It's not grade 13. And if you think you're getting out of high school and you're going to go to B, oh, I'm going on to BCC. Be ready, my young friends.
It is college, absolutely. And we don't let you do it alone, right? We've got our
Oh.
disability resource center, we've got our counseling services, we
Yeah.
are tutoring, we have our advising team, but it's college. We're serious. We want to make sure that you're getting your money's worth. We want to make sure that we're preparing you for whatever
Yeah.
you're jumping into in the future. This is it. And positions like Megan really just make sure, you know, when we're talking, you and I have talked about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? And at the
Right.
very base of that is just what's essential, like this livelihood and getting the basics of what you need helps you concentrate in class. You're not hungry, right? Focus on the work that
That's
you have to do. You don't, if you
absolutely.
got some food on the table for your family from the campus cupboard, then you don't have to worry about that. They can eat, you can go study. So, you know, her position's been really, really, really incredible and meaningful, not only to us, but really to the community.
Yeah.
And she's just an incredible person to have on our team and work with. So we're really lucky and blessed, as you would say, Bill, to have her around.
Yeah.
Right back at you, Celia.
Yeah.
And thank you to the donors. You know, if you're listening right now, and
Yeah.
in some way, if you've donated, we have an excellent partnership with Stop and Shop. We've got an incredible donor that's been giving for years and years, and not only giving, Bill, but increases every year. We've got people that donate items and on special occasions donate monetarily.
Oh.
Every single penny goes right back to students.
Yeah.
Every single item that's here, students pick up and take. So if you're listening and you've given something to
Sure.
BCC in some way, know that it's going directly back to the students. We make sure of that.
Yes.
And I think too that I'm
For you.
sorry. I didn't
I said thank you so much for your donations. We really
Yeah.
appreciate it. And in case anybody is interested in donating, we do have our BCC Campus Cupboard website. So if you just Google BCC Food Pantry, BCC Campus Cupboard, you'll find the webpage. And on that page directly, you can donate. And it, like Celia said, it goes all to our students.
Okay.
If you saw their faces when they come into the space and can get what they need, because obviously we have food, toiletries, we have some pots and pans in there right now. It's really, really special and helps them truly to continue with their studies because it's one significant less thing that they have to worry about.
And when they're going to do all this for the you potential students out there, the only thing you have to do, the I shouldn't minimize it because it's you have to put the effort and the work in to your success.
Yeah,
They're
that's right.
bending
That's right.
over
We can't
backward.
do that. We can get you food, but
Get your
we
food.
can't help you
Yeah.
take your classes for you, you know?
Right. And I will tell you, and I've been to some pretty prestigious institutions. They prepared me to go on to the next step, to the bachelor's. I was probably more prepared than some of the people who took that came in from other places or were there, because the rigor of the courses, and I don't say it to scare you, because here's what balances that. You're in a course, it's tough. I'm not doing well. They'll provide a tutor.
Yep, for
They
sure.
have never let anybody that I know, and I know a lot of people who've gone through BCC, who said, "Oh, geez, I got into whatever, and I need chemistry, and I needed a tutor." And all of a sudden, I had a tutor, and they don't tell anybody. They don't put it up. Johnny Jones needs tutor.
No, Johnny's secret is safe with us. But hey, you know, look, the majority of our students are getting support. All of our students getting support in some way. Majority of our students are using tutoring services. We tell them too, Bill, it's not just to pass. If you have a B and you want an A, get a tutor, right? Like you should use every resource available to you in life, period. But here at BCC, to do the best you can. That's why they're here. We enjoy it. We sign up to do this work every day on that account
Yeah.
that you're going to show up at our doorstep and let us help.
You know, a funny story. You say that. We lived in Leavenworth, Kansas for a while, and I was talking, and this kiddo, I forgot how the conversation comes up, and the kid says, "Yeah, I'm going to summer school." And I went, "Oh, you didn't do well?" He said, "Oh no, I'm taking algebra before I have to take algebra."
Yeah, get ahead. That's right.
And
Yep.
I said, "Really? You're going to summer school?"
We got a number of programs, you're right, with the even the local high schools, our dual enrollment, our concurrent bridge to
Yes,
college.
that I love that.
I know you had someone on, I think this week, maybe Liza or Addie or Adam was talking about it. But it's exactly that. It's a jump ahead. And hey, I've got kids that have taken classes here to get ahead and taking
Yeah.
them during high school, taking them during summer, right? It's a great way to just get ahead, even if you're in between a place you love already.
Yeah, and I think too, as people look at BCC, it is a beautiful campus. It's 21st century. I mean, it truly is
We
21st.
do have a lot of fun stuff, that's for sure.
And like one of the interviews was saying they're going to run a specialty course in AI, and
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
going to have to take that.
Yeah, I think we all are, Bill. I think we all are. Megan and I are probably signed up too for that class.
But the challenge is for you to take the first step. This is the dean
That's
of
right. Come take
students.
a tour. Like you said, we have so many cool features. If you've never been on campus, just come look. You know, we can give you a tour. You can even just walk around and kind of peruse yourself. We've got an incredible STEM lab, a common space
Oh,
you can go, and 3D
unbelievable.
printers, VR labs, right? We've got state-of-the-art classrooms. We have lounge spaces that have new furniture, you know, built in besides the buildings themselves. Look at the grounds. You know, we're
Oh.
out here tucked away in Pittsfield, and part of the state forest is abutting us. So we've got hiking trails. Our environmental labs have great creatures. Megan and all of them love to go over and look at the snakes and the fish and the things that Tom Tining's got over there and Bruce Wynn. And there's just so much. And that's why we say it's not just about a degree. And it's not even only, like you said, to fulfill your career. It's just interest, right? Like, what else do you have an interest in learning
Right.
about? And just
That's
come and take a class.
and really and truly, if you can't see these two ladies, Celia, I've known forever. She lives to serve students.
We sure
And
do. We sure do.
Megan is the she just will again be there for you, but she's not a mystic. She doesn't know you need help.
I
You
think
need to
sometimes
go to
she can be
her.
a little psychic, but no, yes, she needs you to come in and say something, right? She sometimes finds you and can read your nonverbals that you need some help, but it is easier when you show up. Fees
Absolutely.
are a little detective work if you can come
Yes.
in
Yep. And I
and
always tell students it's healthy to ask for help. It's
Oh,
not
that's
really
exactly right.
trying to break that stigma. It's not meaning that you're weak. It's not meaning that you're not strong enough to do it yourself. No, it's actually quite healthy and good for you to lean on others and seek help.
And then it be reciprocate.
That's right. And then it'll
Absolutely.
be your turn one day. That's what we
One
talk
day it'll
about.
be
Yep.
your turn. And
Which
this is
is so
how
much
I
happier.
look at my involvement these days with BCC. I owe them so much.
We're so
I owe.
fortunate to have your partnership. You know, and you always say that on the call that I'm on, that you owe so much to us. We owe a lot to you and students like you that come out, they take the chance, they help us learn and grow and make things better here too. And then, like you said, you give back. Here you are, just a couple years after you were done with your degree, giving back in a powerful
My
way,
degree's on
right?
parchment.
You come back and visit, you know, you tell people on the street about it. If you saw someone asking questions, you're like the number one spokesperson, but that's what it's about. You get touched and some meaningful experience out of something, and you can't help yourself but to give back in that way, and it makes such a big difference.
And it really does. And it makes me feel good when I hear, oh, my grandson or my son.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Bill? I took a Spanish course there.
Yeah.
Or I'm taking an advanced math. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna, you know, and then when I do these interviews, I hear all these new courses, all these new initiatives, and I'm saying, you know, it humbles me to know how great a college BCC is, and they took in me, because I will tell you, there were three of us that were in another college. And we were asked to change sections because we were Vietnam veterans and the professor didn't believe in the war.
Ah, interesting.
So we
Interesting.
changed.
Well, we
Yeah,
were
we
ha
changed.
whatever turn of events led you to our
Well,
doorstep.
that
We're
was
so
it.
happy about that. Yep.
Yeah,
Yep.
we changed sections, all right. We changed colleges.
Our gain for sure on that one.
Well, no, I don't know. Like I said, the time is to do it now. And I know every one of these interviews I've done, I've said, don't procrastinate.
No, come on over. We're open Monday through Thursday. We're open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. right in the one-stop area. We've got people ready to help you finish the application process, get you registered for classes, work out all the details with financial aid, and then on Fridays from 8 to 4, and that's all through the next couple weeks. So we've got plenty of time for you to come on in and check it out. And again, even if you just want a little tour, maybe you hadn't been on campus for a while, you want to see what's new, pop in. We got people that are here to help with that too.
I want to thank you, ladies, and I don't want you to take this as a threat, either one of you. But I will be coming out there.
I can't wait. I think
Yay!
either I owe you coffee or Adam owes you coffee, or
Well,
maybe
Adam
you owe
owes us
us both
lunch.
coffee. I'm not sure.
Adam,
Lunch. Okay.
if he misses one more BCC week, he's going to owe us dinner at Mazzio's.
Oh my goodness. Now listen, Megan is planning some spectacular food demonstrations, these
Oh,
culinary
yeah.
demonstrations. So we will send you a special invitation so you can
Please
join
do. And
us.
is it open to the public?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll open it for you, Bill.
All
Yeah.
right. Well, that's good.
You got
I can't.
VIP status, my friend. We'll save you a spot.
Well, I'll tell you, Celia, you make it always so anybody who watches Celia and cannot see, and Megan, they care about the students. You want to be a student? Get off your hiney and get out there.
Yeah, come on down. Check us out on the website, berkshirecc.edu. Megan's got lots of stuff about the campus cupboard. We have lots of information about how to enroll, and more importantly, find yourself here. Come and join us. Bill, you're always a pleasure. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you for being there. And just remember this, when I tell you don't procrastinate, me saintly Irish mother used to say, Willie boy, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and you've been the lead paver.
I love that one.
I love that quote. It's so true. And it's very stark, but it's something we all need to keep in mind.
Thank you, ladies, and to my audience and to you beautiful ladies, God bless. And today, as they do every day, let us help lift the burden, not be a
Yeah,
burden. You know,
absolutely.
kindness costs nothing.
Okay.
Indeed. We need to take care of each other because, in this big scheme of things, each other, that's all that we have.
All we got, that's for sure. Thanks, Bill.
Someday
Thank
you'll
you.
look up and who's going to be there?
I can't
Brad Pitt lookalike.
wait. We'll have lunch ready and my autograph book in that case.
Thank you very much, and God bless you both.
Thanks,
Thank you
Bill.
so
We'll talk
much,
soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.